This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Children's Health and Technology channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Thea Runyon, childhood obesity expert and co-founder of Curbo, a health weight app designed just for children. This sounds awesome, and looking forward to hearing more about this. And Thea, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be here.
You bet, and thanks for joining us. So for starters, how can a parent broach the topic of weight with a child or teen who is in the dangerous zone of obesity or nearing those levels without doing more damage?
Well, it's really important that parents focus on the health aspects and not focus on the scale and not focus on weight or how the child looks. So really making sure that you're working with your child about being healthy, developing healthy habits, and that's the best place to start.
And what are some of the most common mistakes parents make when they try to help their overweight children?
Well, I think when we do focus on weight or how they look, we're really actually causing some damage. We're hurting the self-esteem. They're being concerned that they're being judged. So as parents, we want to make sure that we're staying really non-judgmental, really positive, and doing our best to create a healthy environment where kids can be successful. When we focus on weight or how they look, those are things that are really harmful. And also if we aren't walking the walk, if you will, if we're not being a good role model, then why should they do these healthy things, right? So I always say that kids do as we do and not as we say. So if we want them to be adopting these healthy habits, we need to be doing them too. And that means, you know, trying to exercise ourselves and making sure that we're setting up our house to be as healthy and an environment where they can be successful and where the healthy choice is the easy choice.
If you would, Thea, get into what are some of the most common struggles and or questions parents working with Curbo have for your coaches when they have their weekly video chats?
So a lot of parents really struggle with trying to stay positive. You know, as a parent, and I have three daughters of my own, when I see my children making unhealthy choices, it's hard for me not to say anything. And even if we have the best intentions, it comes across very possibly very judgmental or negative. So we spend a lot of time working with parents on how to just take a step back and let the child work with the coach and really be there working as a teammate with their child and really working together. So maybe you are doing some new shopping together and shopping for healthy foods and cooking together, but we don't want the parent to play the role of the food police. We want them to work together with a child. And oftentimes as parents, we do fall into that role, and we're encouraging parents not to. So along those lines, we're seeing that parents often have kind of a difficult relationship talking to their kids about food and weight. So that's a big issue that we address too. And we really spend a lot of time coaching the parent on how they can just take a step back and work as that teammate.
I definitely like that approach today. We are speaking with Thea Runyon, childhood obesity expert and co-founder of Curbo, a health weight app designed just for children, here on eHealth Radio's Children's Health and Technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Thea, continuing on, what are some of the most common complaints Curbo kids have about their parents that they discuss with their Curbo coaches? Definitely want to hear some details on this.
The kids are always, they complain that their parents are nagging them, right? And so it goes back to what I said before. It's because parents, speaking from the parent perspective, we want parents to try not to nag, but it's harder. It's easier said than done. But the kids complain that their parents are constantly nagging them about, you know, eating better and exercising and doing things. And that's why actually having a health coach is really helpful, because it takes the parent out of the equation of being that quote-unquote food police. But I think that's the biggest complaint. The second complaint, second biggest complaint, is that kids don't like it if their parents are telling them to eat healthy, but the parents aren't eating healthy themselves. So, again, they do as we do, not as we say. So if we want them to adopt these healthy habits, eat better, exercise more, all this stuff, and we need to be doing it ourselves because they don't like that at all if their parents is telling them to go exercise and the parent isn't exercising either. Or, you know, this happens a lot too. The parent says, oh, no, you can't have that soda. The parent proceeds to sit down on a couch and drink a soda. So those are probably the two most common complaints, nagging and that parents aren't following their own rules.
And I guess I'm not surprised to hear that in both regards. Now, lastly, what are the top three things a parent can do to create a healthy, supportive home environment for a child or teen struggling with his or her weight?
Parents have such an incredible opportunity to create that healthy environment in the home. So there are a lot of things that we can do. One thing that we do in my house is that exercise is actually not an option. What you do is, but the exercise itself is not. So really setting that culture in your family is a great way to make exercise a part of your daily lives. Second really important tip is I would really try to get out of the habit of having dessert every night. So another habit we like to encourage is having fruit every night for dessert. So you do have that something sweet, but it's something that's healthy that we tend not to eat enough of anyway. And having special scheduled dessert nights. So once a week, twice a week, you either make something special or go out for the ice cream. Instead of having what we call red lights in the house, try to have them outside of the house. Which leads me to my third tip, is really if you don't want your children to be eating chips and ice cream and these things that we're trying to eat less of, don't have them in the house. Because if they're in the house, we're going to eat them. And if you have a choice between an apple and a cookie, which one are you going to choose? So the kids are obviously going to take the cookie, and we don't want to have to teach them willpower. It's a little too young for that. So making sure that you're doing everything you can to create that successful, healthy environment where it's easy to make a healthy choice.
Well, Fia, it certainly has been a good conversation, and I like what you've done here through Curbo, and certainly the focus on today's topic has certainly been most helpful, and really do appreciate your joining us here today. Where can listeners get all the details on Curbo, and also how could they download the app?
Curbo, we've got a website, curbo.com, very simple. And on that website, you're going to find a lot about our information. We have licensed our program from Stanford University, where I have been for 15 years as a lead behavior coach. We're a behavior modification program where kids and families work with their personal health coach. And they also track all their food and exercise in an app that's designed especially for them. And we use something called the traffic light diet instead of counting calories. So all foods are classified as red, yellow, and green. And our goal is to try to reduce those red light foods, like those chips and those cookies, and try to eat more green light foods, and we want to exercise more. So you get to talk to your coach once a week over FaceTime and Skype. A lot of success stories on our website, great information on our Facebook page and our blogs as well.
Again, it's outstanding what you've created here, and we really have appreciated your joining us on eHealth Radio and certainly wish you all the best.
Well, thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
And the pleasure has been certainly ours. We've been speaking with Fia Runyon, childhood obesity expert and co-founder of Curbo, a health weight app designed just for children. And for more information and to download the app, visit curbo.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Children's Health and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.